Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us 20 minutes from right now. Talk some Falcons with him, as we always do on Thursdays, ahead of the Falcons and Panthers game on Sunday afternoon. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call us up and ask us anything you like. And we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute as well.
Andy, I wanted to go back to something you said earlier in the show about like the hardest jobs in sports. Mm. And you were talking about maybe being a college football coach. Mm-hmm. With that being said, because of everything that goes into it now, do you see maybe a more of a trend of them going to the NFL?
I could.
Yeah, because I was thinking about that, like, because you're dealing with it, but you don't have to deal with the irritation of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to kiss NFL players' ass.
And there's contracts. And there's salary caps.
Yes, and those type of things. Yeah. So I was curious. I was like, because at least six NFL jobs seems like comes open every single year. Would you see more of them likely to make the jump?
You mean like, I mean, I don't know if this is where you're coming at it from, but like a Marcus Freeman or something like that, because mm-hmm. He's been rumored early for the Giants job.
Yes.
I could see that because, I mean, you just got to think right now. Like, they don't know when this is all going to get – because at some point, 10 years from now, I don't know how long it's going to be, it's going to settle a little bit, and it's going to be a little bit more, all right, people have contracts. It's not just free to go wherever you want, whenever you want to. There's some sort of spending limit. Like, it'll look so much more like the NFL as far as, like, the parameters for the financials and almost free agency and stuff like that in college. It'll get there, but who knows how long. Like, it's still pretty much the wild, wild west at this point. I know they're slowly trying to rein some of it back in, but, like, who knows how long that's going to take. I mean, you imagine just the bandwidth that it would take to do all the things that it takes to be a college football coach in 24 hours right now.
Yeah.
Like, in season, out of season, whatever it is. Even some of the best, most successful coaches in college football are going the route of GMs. Like, you're getting a GM for your program. Not everybody's doing it, but a lot of those programs are.
Right.
That's unthinkable. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to turn over any level of your control of your program at all in college football would have never happened in the past.
Well,
but now you have to.
Well, no, Kirby didn't.
Oh, Kirby won't. But okay. But he's the one.
Yep.
I mean, not the one, but he's one of the few.
Yeah, he's like now.
Yeah, and sure.
Whatever.
But other than that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I'm just curious about what you thought about that, because like it's getting to a point where you look at these coaches now. It's just like, huh? Mm-hmm. You're leaving because why?
Right.
But yet you have a better opportunity to win here. But they give you more money.
Oh, more money. Okay. Can you just say that when you do your interviews? Can you not say that the scheme's better?
Yeah.
Or whatever, like the staff, because people are going to think that we're losing players because I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Can you just tell everybody that they gave you $500,000 and I think you're only worth about $150,000?
Yeah.
Can you tell them that I said that, please? Because I need my fan base to not think that I suck at recruiting and retaining. I think we've seen the first wave, though, like especially in college basketball, of coaches just retiring.
Yes.
Being like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
We don't need to do this. And I think that's led to part of why Saban stepped down.
I agree.
At the time that he stepped down. I don't know, maybe Dabo, but Dabo's also losing. So maybe that'll be part of how that happens. But yes.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. That's all. Thank you.
I do want to say, because I do feel like I was being a little flippant with what being an NBA general manager is. I'm not saying I think it's an easy job. I do think that it's a very hard job. I'm just saying, compared to the other front
office. Did you get checked
coaches,
or something?
No.
Oh,
I just want to. I don't
know, but your point.
I never want it to be taken as if I'm saying that I think that I could actually do something.
Oh, no.
Like
I understand.
I don't
you
think
saying.
That I could do anything.
I understand.
Any of those
I understand what you were saying.
You could do it badly. That was your point.
That was
and I think all of us could succeed in failing.
Not only that, but I also do think.
I don't succeed at failing.
Succeeding at succeeding in that job is also a little bit simpler than some of the other jobs.
Yeah.
Because there's a salary cap and a salary floor. There's a lottery. And it's the smallest roster in sports where if you get one right guy, you can change your whole franchise.
That's true.
You know what I mean? That's all I mean. And again, I'm not saying it's
unless
easy.
You trade him away after 3 years because you're worried about his intake.
Right. That's where it all started from, though. I was like, it doesn't matter who they hire to replace Nico Harrison. It didn't matter that they had Nico Harrison. Like, he was told what to do in that situation, and whoever they bring in next could be told what to do too. Like, I don't know. Anyway,
you're absolutely correct.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Well, we talked about that a bunch ad nauseum last week, and he made a couple plays. Now I know you were there, so you talked about the play. He stepped out to the side. He threw it down the field to Drake on a big-time play that ended up being a scramble that was not the design play. He actually did the same thing to Bijan Robinson along the sideline, threw a nice laser to him. Bijan caught it. So he used his legs a little bit. It wasn't the legs that you used to see him running. He used his legs, extended a couple plays, stayed a couple plays down the field. And you like to see him do that as much as possible because he's so athletic and so talented that people don't even know about. So you definitely encourage those things. And, like, that's not a Zach thing. That's a me thing. That's an organizational thing. That's a him thing. That's just a confidence thing. That's growing within the organization.
What was that question? Why you don't run more?
Using his legs more.
Oh, okay.
I also think, like, you do like to see that because he can do it. But also, he had to do that because the pocket broke down.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You'd love to see him just be able to hit his back foot and throw the football.
More likely.
Because the pressure's not coming immediately.
Yes. Yes. But, I mean, he's a pass-first quarterback. He is a pass-first quarterback that is sneaky. I don't even think he's sneaky. I just watch him. The dude can – he's a really athletic kid.
Yeah, it's not sneaky. It's just that he's reluctant.
To do it, yeah. Yeah, and I think that he needs to do that more. I think he needs to get out of trouble more
I
with
agree.
His legs.
Totally.
Get his ass down. But I think that, and that was my only thing with him not running is when he runs, why did it take you so long to go? You know what I mean? Because he waits till the last second.
Exactly. Even when he does run, you can tell he's like, I don't want to.
Yeah. He waits till the last second. I would like for him to be a little bit more decisive when it's time for him to go.
I
think that's that, and I think that will help him out a lot too.
I do too.
But he's got to play better. I mean, and I'm not saying it's simple. As that, it's simple, but it's simple. That you got to play better. You play better, the team plays better, and you win more games. But, you know, the accuracy thing, he's got to work at that. He's got to work at that. This is off-season things. This is off-season with your quarterback coaches down in the beach and whatever. That's when this comes in, all right? Now, can he get better throughout the season? Yeah, he can get better by hitting open receivers because they're there. Mm-hmm. I don't think the confidence thing, I don't think it's a thing. I'll just say that. I don't think Michael's lost any confidence in anything. I just think that he's got to fix the mechanics in it. That's not a confidence thing. Mm-hmm. It's a repetition thing.
Well, I also think some of the mechanical issues pop up in preventable ways.
Yes.
Like when the pocket's collapsing around him and his feet are it's all dirty
happy
around
feet,
his
happy
feet.
Happy feet, yeah.
Yeah, then that happens. And it happens a lot on third down, and it's oftentimes third and long, and you know what defenses are doing on third and long. They're bringing heat at him. That's when the ball gets even more inaccurate. So he's got a – and it's easier for me to say, sitting in the Kia Studios in a comfortable chair, you're going to have to stand in there and get hit in the face, man.
Yeah, man.
Because –
he does.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
He does. But a lot of that inaccuracy happens when it's third and seven and they're bringing heat on the edge and he drops that back foot and he doesn't step into it like you want him to and he just tries to arm it out there and he sails Darnell Mooney on a route where Darnell Mooney got open.
Yeah.
The other thing is, like you said, like when the receiver wins, you got to get it to him.
Yep.
When he gets it to him, you got to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to protect him in those. Like, there's so many things that go into what's going wrong.
Yes.
It's not just one fix. Oh, Michael Penix isn't confident, so it's not. No, that's not what it is. All these other specific X's and O's football things that are happening on every play
have to happen.
Yes. Everybody's got to do their job better.
Correct.
And it's on him some plays. It's on the offensive line some plays. Certainly there were drops last week. Pitts drops that ball early that would have been a touchdown. Two plays later, it's a strip sack. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to make the plays.
About it. And that's what we were talking about yesterday, and especially when Archie was on with us yesterday. Like, if everybody just does their job, and I know sometimes there is no 100% whatever, you're going to get beat. You're going to give up a pressure because you know what? They pay them dudes too. They do. But it's always hard to say it like this, but don't let how it's happening to your team. You know, I don't know if that's in the psyche of this organization because we have fun. No, I always say this. I believe this to the day I die. The Atlanta Falcons organization is a blip organization. All right, just you can't have throughout the whole years of how long the Falcons been along, they don't have 20 winning seasons.
No.
And they have 15 winning seasons?
They have more 5 or less win seasons than they have winning seasons.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so –
yeah, yeah.
We're
not talking about the Packers.
We're not talking about a juggernaut over the organization. They had blip years. They won the Super Bowl and everything like that. But this is it not expected? Because you've seen it so much.
Yeah, but also you got to hope that at some point it stops, right?
Yeah, but like, that's what I'm
saying.
And
I don't know what changes.
But my thing is like, give me the blip year.
Yeah, I know. I'm praying for a blip year.
Give me a blip year.
We haven't had one yet.
Let's make us feel good about it.
I know.
Let's make us feel good about it.
Because that's what we always say.
Yeah.
Great organizations have blip years that are down.
Yes.
Mediocre organizations have blip years that are up.
They say mediocre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Falcons haven't had really either, honestly.
No.
Like, this is as close to a bad year as they've had in about 5 years.
Yeah.
And they could still – it wouldn't surprise me if they're 6-6 in 3 weeks and they're right back to the middle.
Yeah.
Because they live in the middle.
Yes.
That's where they've been.
Yeah.
They haven't been up there at all, unfortunately. We'd love it if they'd get there. They're not. They also haven't been quite down there with the awful, awful teams. Now, again, they're closer to that than they are to that.
They're closer to the bottom half of the NFL than they are to the top.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that. It's an organization.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about this is a first-class organization. First class. How it's run.
Yep.
I'm talking about the product on the field.
No, that's always something that is – because we're doing sports radio. We're talking about the football operation.
Yes.
The Falcons organization does a lot of different stuff.
Yes.
And this is not to be dismissive or anything like that, but like the football team being bad has nothing to do with the owner being charitable.
Yes.
Of course it's great that the owner's charitable.
Yes. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
And that part of the organization has been run wonderfully.
Yes.
The game day experience is a good game day experience. The concessions are cheap. The media relations people are really nice. Like, they do a lot of really good stuff. But the football operation isn't good, and it hasn't been for a really long time.
No.
And that's what we care about because that's what we talk about, right?
Yeah man.
Like, if we were sitting here talking about, like, the charitable efforts of the owners in the NFL, we'd be having a lot more fun.
Yeah, a lot more fun.
But that's not what this is.
And I saw the clip, Andy, again, the clip about Michael Penix. Just, people are such jerks.
It's true.
For you to write your own captioning on that answer, that's just That's just some raggedy ass stuff.
Man. I agree.
Some raggedy ass stuff.
I agree.
Join me and Andy tomorrow. We are out in them streets for a special broadcast of the Midday Show live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Come over and enjoy the food, drinks, and scenic views while gearing up for this full weekend of football and basketball. That's me and Andy, Andy and Randy from 11 to 2 live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to tomorrow at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
What's that?
Fried pickles.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, it's been months.
I kind of been off.
It's been months.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Since I'm you back. Indulge.
All right? I'm back.
Yeah, it's been months.
I'm coming back.
It's been months.
I hit a number that I needed to get to.
As far as what?
I was up there. I'm back down here now. I kind of fluffed up a little bit.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
I know. No one ever does.
Yeah.
I carry it well.
Yeah.
All right. Smoking Joe Patrick will join us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.